This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. As we bid farewell to the year 2010, we are taking time to remember those famous and sometimes infamous figures who passed away in the last year. We've already looked at the losses suffered in the worlds of politics, media, business, and sports. Now we turn our attention to those who entertained us, some of them so well, for so many years. Many people thought of her as America's mom. June Cleaver became the model of a wife and mother in the 1950s on TV's Leave It to Beaver. The role was performed splendidly by Barbara Billingsley, who passed away in October at the age of 94.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday.
Just a couple of days later, one of TV's most beloved dads also died. Tom Bosley portrayed the firm but caring Howard Cunningham on the hit series Happy Days. Also starring in the Father Dowling Mysteries and many other TV and movie projects, Tom Bosley was 83 years old.
Where'd you get these jokes?
At school.
From other boys?
One from my mother and one from boys at school.
You better tell me the one you got from your mother.
Nobody could get kids to say funnier things than timeless TV host Art Linkletter. Perfectly playing the straight role as host of Kids Say the Darndest Things, Linkletter was a TV legend, and he was 97 when he passed away in May.
Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
In the mid-1950s, there was no bigger TV craze than Davy Crockett, and the man who became the biggest TV star in America for a short time was Fess Parker. He was 85 when he died in March. Millions of people in the 1960s and 70s were enthralled with the daring, high-stakes storylines on Mission Impossible. The team was headed by Jim Phelps, played superbly by Peter Graves. A star in film and everything from Stalag 17 to Airplane, Graves was 83 when he died in March. John Forsythe had a long and distinguished career in entertainment, but most TV fans know him best either as the disembodied voice of Charlie on Charlie's Angels, or later as family patriarch Blake Carrington on the long-running primetime soap opera Dynasty. John Forsythe was 92. Pernell Roberts was often the overlooked son, Adam Cartwright, on Bonanza. Later he starred in the MASH spinoff Trapper John M.D. Roberts was 81 when he died in January. For the third straight year, we lost one of the Golden Girls. Rue McClanahan, best known for portraying the promiscuous Blanche Devereaux on the hit sitcom, was 76 when she passed away in June.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
There have been few child stars who took the nation by storm like Gary Coleman did on Different Strokes in the 1970s and 80s. Best known for portraying the mouthy but lovable Arnold Jackson, Coleman fell on hard times after the show ended. He died after a fall at his home back in May. He was 42 years old. Dixie Carter had a long and distinguished career in television, but her role as Julia Sugarbaker on Designing Women made her a star. Dixie Carter died this year at the age of 70. At the end of almost every episode on the original Hawaii Five-0, Detective Steve McGarrett would give the order, "Book 'em, Dano." Dano was played by actor James MacArthur, who passed away in October at age 72. Robert Culp was a star of television and the movies. However, he's best known as Kelly Robinson alongside Bill Cosby on the 60s TV show I Spy. Culp died after a fall at his home in March. He was 79. Barney Miller was one of the best ensemble casts on television in the late 70s and early 80s. The great character of Detective Dietrich was played by actor Steve Landisberg. He lost a battle with cancer just over a week ago at age 65.
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
On the hit series Growing Pains, chief troublemaker Mike Seaver's best friend was Richard Boner Stabone. Stabone's character was the work of actor Andrew Koenig, the son of original Star Trek actor Walter Koenig. Andrew is believed to have committed suicide in February at the age of 41. Stephen J. Cannell was rarely on camera, but he's responsible for some of the most popular television shows of the past two generations. From The A-Team to 21 Jump Street and from The Commish to The Rockford Files, Cannell was just 69 years old when he died earlier this year. One of the longest-running daytime soaps in television history was As the World Turns, and a fixture on that program for just about the entire run was actress Helen Wagner as matriarch Nancy Hughes. She died in May at age 91. Elsewhere on daytime TV, millions of fans were fired up to solve the puzzles on Wheel of Fortune thanks to announcer Charlie O'Donnell. An announcer for Tic-Tac-Toe as well as other game shows, O'Donnell died unexpectedly at his home in October. He was 78. Turning now to the big screen.
Hey, man, everything that we ever dreamed of is in that teardrop gas tank, and you got a stranger over there pouring gasoline all over.
Dennis Hopper became an international star after his unforgettable role in Easy Rider. Years of alcoholism, though, soon took their toll, but Hopper rebounded with new classic performances in movies like Hoosiers, Speed, and other films. Hopper died of prostate cancer in May at the age of 74.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Leslie Nielsen spent most of his career as a serious actor, but will always be remembered as the Olivier of spoofs, from his classic role in Airplane to his recurring performances as Lieutenant Frank Drebin in the Police Squad TV series and Naked Gun films. Nielsen was 84.
What's the matter now?
How do they walk in these things, huh? How do they keep their balance?
It must be the way the weight is distributed. Now, come on.
Tony Curtis was one of the biggest stars in Hollywood's Golden Age, starring most famously alongside Jack Lemmon in Some Like It Hot. Also known as the father of movie star Jamie Lee Curtis, Tony Curtis was 85 when he died in September. One of the most famous actresses of that era was Patricia Neal. Known for her roles in The Day the Earth Stood Still and Breakfast at Tiffany's, Neal won an Oscar for her performance in HUD. She won acclaim for her brave fight back from a stroke as well at a young age. Patricia Neal died in August at the age of 84. Lynn Redgrave was one of the most famous members of a legendary British acting family. Most famous for her performance in Georgie Girl, Redgrave was 67. Gloria Stewart had a long and successful career in acting, but exploded onto the scene as 101-year-old Rose in the blockbuster movie Titanic. Nearly reaching that same age in real life, Stewart died in September at the age of 100 years old. Corey Haim was a teen heartthrob in the late 80s and early 90s after his roles in films like The Lost Boys, License to Drive, and Dream a Little Dream. Haim died from an apparent drug overdose in March. He was just 38 years old. One of the most famous and successful directors in Hollywood history was Blake Edwards, best known for piloting the Pink Panther series and directing Breakfast at Tiffany's and being married to film star Julie Andrews, who he directed in many of his films. Blake Edwards was 88 years old. Most devoted Star Wars fans will tell you the best movie in the entire franchise is The Empire Strikes Back. That box office giant was the work of British director Irvin Kershner. He died in November at age 87. One of the most prominent movie producers of all time was Dino De Laurentiis. Behind the scenes for The Battle of the Bulge, Blue Velvet, The Shootist, and even Conan the Barbarian, De Laurentiis was 91 years old. In the music world,
don't know why, there's no sun up in
Lena Horne had one of the purest, most beautiful singing voices in the world for decades. Best known for her standard Stormy Weather and for breaking countless color barriers, the ever-classy Lena Horne was 92 when she died in May.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245. Kind of broad.
Jimmy Dean is known to most people as the sausage maker, but before he was busy enhancing your breakfast, Dean was an early country music star with huge hits like Big Bad John. Jimmy Dean was 81 years old. The late 50s and early 60s were full of young groups trying to stand out in this new thing called rock and roll. Eddie and the Cruisers hit it big with Runaround Sue and some other big songs. Eddie was Eddie Fisher, known best later as the father of Carrie Fisher. Eddie was 82 when he died in September.
I've waited all day long.
One of the most talented soul singers of recent decades was Teddy Pendergrass. Finding stardom as the lead singer for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Pendergrass later survived a car accident that left him paralyzed. He died in January at the age of 59.
Should old acquaintance be
Sing Along with Mitch was a popular TV show in its golden era, and bandleader Mitch Miller was the star of the show. Mitch Miller was 99 years old when he died in July. In the book world, J.D. Salinger wrote one of the 20th century's most influential books with Catcher in the Rye. He spent the last several decades of his life, though, as a recluse before dying in January at the age of 91. Love Story captivated young people, especially young women, in the early 1970s. The book and eventual movie was a huge hit. Eric Siegel was the author. He died in January at age 72. Robert Parker was a wildly successful writer of fictional crime novels, best known for his Spencer series, which later turned into the TV series Spencer for Hire. Parker was 77 years old. As with every year, several prominent figures don't fit neatly into any typical category, and 2010 is no different. Two civil rights legends left us in the past year. Benjamin Hooks was a longtime chairman of the NAACP, in addition to his tireless work towards equality in his younger years. Hooks was 85. Dorothy Height suffered the indignities of segregation and discrimination, but by the time she died, the President of the United States was delivering her eulogy. Best known for leading the National Council of Negro Women for some 40 years, Height was 98 when she passed away in April. Darryl Gates had a long and distinguished career in law enforcement, but he will be best known for his controversial role as Los Angeles police chief during the Rodney King arrest and the subsequent riots that savaged the city. Gates was 83 when he died in April. For decades now, people of all ages in many different countries have come to admire the courage of Anne Frank, who died at the hands of the Nazis, but left behind a compelling diary. The woman who helped to hide Anne Frank and her family in Amsterdam as long as possible was Miep Gies, a hero of World War II. Gies was 100 years old when she died in January. When World War II officially ended, no image captured the elation in America better than that of a sailor kissing a nurse in Times Square. That nurse was Edith Shane. She died this year at the age of 91. As we've noted in previous years, there are also a few people who pass away each year worth noting, but are people very few will actually miss. Ali Hassan al-Majid, better known as Chemical Ali for his role in developing Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction program, was executed for his crimes in January. Dying from natural causes this year was Amin al-Handi, the mastermind of the terrorist attacks against the Israeli Olympic team at the Summer Olympic Games in Munich in 1972. And as we finish this look back, we also pay tribute to the incredible men and women of America's armed forces, especially those who gave their lives in defense of our freedoms this year. We remain grateful to them for their service and their last full measure of devotion. And we extend our deepest thanks and condolences to their family members and friends. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America for World Net Daily. Thank you so much for listening.